CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump is about to address the nation with more details on the American attack on Iran's nuclear sites, something he announced just over 2 hours ago on social media. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president has ordered the U.S. military to strike three nuclear sites in Iran, joining Israel's effort to destroy Iran's nuclear program. The decision to strike follows more than a week of Israeli attacks against Iran's nuclear and military sites, and strong words from Trump, who repeated Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. In a post on Truth Social, the president wrote, "We have completed our very successful attack." He also wrote, "All planes are safely on their way home. Congratulations to our great American warriors." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Sources tell us that B-2s dropped two bunker busters on each of the three sites tonight. CBS News Middle East reporter Courtney Keeley.
It's something that the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei had said was a red line, unacceptable. And now we have to see if there's any kind of retribution because of these strikes.
Democrat Bernie Sanders was speaking in Tulsa when he got word of the attack.
This is a statement from Donald Trump, quote, "We have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites in Iran, etc."
And we now know that some Americans have been hurt in the fighting between Iran and Israel. Injuries reported to be minor. Reporter Stephen Lindy is in Jerusalem.
The U.S. State Department has announced that several American citizens were lightly wounded in an Iranian missile strike on Israel. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee posted the first details of evacuation plans now underway, including both flights and ships, to help Americans depart Israel.
And the State Department says anyone who can make their own arrangements should. Columbia University student and activist Mahmoud Khalil is back with his family after being held by ICE for months. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We wish for Mahmoud and his family to be able to enjoy some peace after an incredibly difficult 104 days.
Immigration protests have quieted down in Los Angeles, but Mayor Karen Bass tells community leaders that she's worried about what's coming up next there.
We are entering a period of uncertainty that's a little scary. Not a little scary, it's very scary because we don't really know where this is going, how long this will last. We have thousands of federalized National Guards, U.S. Marines here for God knows what, because everything is going along okay in the city.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Some will consider this high fashion.
Just when we thought we were free from restrictive clothing that hugs, shoves, and shows off all the wrong things, out of the ancient tomb comes the bandage dress. Style experts at the New York Times point to last September as the beginning of a return to the 1980s craze when Kaia Gerber wore an Hervé Léger version, just like the white number her model mom Cindy Crawford had on when she attended the Oscars in 1993. But why all the torture? Some fashionistas tell the Times it's wrapped up in the slimmed-down Ozempic culture. Others say if the bandage dress fits, wear it. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Greenlanders have been celebrating National Day to mark the summer solstice with everything from music and dance to cannon firing. It's a 24-hour celebration because there are 24 hours of sunlight there. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Extreme heat warning through the weekend, a low only in the upper 70s tonight and mostly clear. Hot, humid, hazy for tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, heat index triple digits. Some storms on Monday, staying hot with highs in the mid 90s. Currently it's 87.
Yeah. Central Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you think you know the story behind Summerfest, you may be surprised to learn this. Summerfest didn't start on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Opening to the booms from an air show, the nine-day event in July of 1968 also included car races, soccer matches, and of course, music of all sorts. It was held at more than 35 different locations across the city. Research shows the first several years didn't make money, but rather than give up, organizers moved everything to what had been a 15-acre Cold War missile site and airport along Lake Michigan. This big decision to find a permanent site in the 1970s grew to what's known as the Big Gig, and now runs the next three weekends, noon to midnight. More history and information right here next week, and event details at summerfest.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org. WRJN.
Some air to this room. I think I'm on.
always choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Drop my drink from my hand and throw it away.
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Of all the things we got, babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. My hand. I got you.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Say, Mrs. Robinson, Joe to Joe has left and gone away.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. struck three Iranian nuclear sites during Israel's air campaign. President Donald Trump says Iran's nuclear sites were completely and fully obliterated.
Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal.